Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Satan'sRapture.com. We're really looking at this Bible code now that says by September 5th, 2013, World War III will be underway in the apocalypse, and it sure looks that that is the state of the world right now. Jenny, are you with us?
I'm here, Pastor Harry.
And Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, well, you know, Jenny, Israel was saying that Iran just about has crossed the nuclear red line, and Israel knows if they don't stop Iran before September, Iran will have a nuclear weapon.
Right.
And they cannot live with a nuclear Iran. And yesterday, Israel's defense minister told Iran they have two choices, stop nuclear enrichment or survival. They
right.
should start thinking in terms of surviving what's to come.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So things are really looking dire. There are already rumors out there that Israel bombed something in Syria last night. I don't believe the rumors were true. That would be on the news somewhere. But, you know, anything can happen right now. The S-300
mm-hmm.
missile system, if Russia sells the rest of that, the moment they try to make Syria tries to make it operational, Israel will blow it up, World War III. If Iran wants a war to distract from their nuclear program, all they have to do is tell Syria, move some of our missiles, to Hezbollah, World War III. And, of course, Israel is going to stop Iran no matter what Obama does.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that Bible code is extremely accurate. By September 5th, 2013, World War III will be underway in the apocalypse. And the only thing that, in theory, could stop that would be is if I won a mega lottery, and I just don't believe that's going to happen. And I believe God showed us why. You know, Mark, we were looking at percentages and how it could only be 144,000 true followers of Jesus of, quote, 7 billion people in the world. Do you know if the NSA, there's over 1.3 million workers at the NSA that have secret security clearance, as did Snowden, yet only one person, Edward Snowden, had the courage to reveal to America what's being done to us.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 144,000 out of the planet is 0.00192%. So it's extremely small.
And what out of 1.3 million workers, what's one person coming forward and telling the truth of what's being done to us?
Yeah, give me a minute to figure that one out.
Okay. But it's very, very low. Let's focus our chat room on the Bible prophecy and what's to come, and not individual chatters. We don't know where people are, you know. So anyway, here we are. You know, we're counting down, Jenny, to the apocalypse. You know, Israel is just going to hit Iran out of nowhere. They're not going to keep giving warnings to Iran. You know, and Iran had an election and they got a new leader and it's supposedly a moderate, and Ahmadinejad's out. That was just a ruse to trick the Iranian people. You know, he talks about reform and all, but he also talks about annihilating Israel. You know, when he called Israel the Zionist Satan. So a reformer to them is, instead of beheading you, we'll just cut their hands off. That's a reformer to Iran. We'll just cut a hand off.
That's nasty.
You know, and now Obama wants to negotiate with the Taliban. He wants to trade. They want five of their top fighters or leaders out of a Gitmo release for the one soldier they're holding. And Obama looks like he's dumb enough to do it. And you know what will happen if Obama negotiates? Remember, the United States don't negotiate with terrorists, but Obama hijacked our country and government, so he does whatever he wants. You know what's going to happen if Obama trades five of these Gitmo terrorists to the Taliban for that one soldier?
What?
Then next, the Taliban will kidnap another American soldier or two, and they'll say, release 500 terrorists from Gitmo or we'll chop their heads off. And then they'll start beheading people. See, Obama's falling right into their trap. You don't negotiate with terrorists. That was the United States position. Our government has been hijacked by Obama, and a nation of godless, faithless cowards led by cowards like Bonner and McCain. Just sit back and watch. It's really...
Right.
It's a really, ridiculous situation. But we are so close that there are so many flashpoints, and the Bible code says, you know, Netanyahu will go to war and trigger the war of Amos. That's this prophetic war in the book of Amos that it's predicted to happen before September 5th, 2013. That's only about 76 days away, Jenny.
Right, yeah.
And that's all it is. And, you know, the War of Amos is when Israel goes to war with Syria and Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in Gaza and the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And that's all the enemies today that want to destroy Israel. And the Bible code is telling us that war is going to explode sometime in the next, 76 days? There's only 11 days left of September. Tomorrow is the equinox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tomorrow is the we don't deal with all these ridiculous theories. Every July 4th, for the last 15 years, people have been screaming terror attack, bomb, Russia's going to bomb us. People just love to pick that date and project their greatest fears. You know,
right.
we're dealing with reality, not people's greatest fears. July 4th has always been a day to predict a doom and gloom and attacks, and nothing ever happens.
Right.
You know, but something is going to happen with Israel. And then you have the one date in the Bible code in the midst of all this is July 16th, which is the ninth of Av, a historic day for doom of Israel. The temple was sacked by the Babylonians on the ninth of Av, 586 A.D. Israel was driven from the Great Diaspora when Rome invaded Jerusalem and destroyed the temple and drove the Jews out of Jerusalem. Around the world, throughout the world, on 9th of Av, 70 A.D., Hitler turned on the death camps in Treblinka on the 9th of Av, 1942. Spain turned on Jews and expelled them from Spain, 9th of Av, 1492. Always the 9th of Av. So why is that in the code? Because something may happen on that day. Something may trigger everything. You know, that may be the day... That may be the day when Iran tells Syria, move 1,000 missiles straight to Hezbollah, trigger World War III. Because Iran believes if Israel's fighting World War III against Hezbollah, Hamas, possibly Syria, with 40,000 missiles and rockets to rain down on them, they don't think Israel can hit Iran. But they would. They'd just do as much damage as they can. You know, Mark, Israel didn't bomb any Syrian base last night. That's another internet lie and rumor out there by a few false news sites. Nothing was bombed. Nothing happened. But what do you think, Mark? 9th of Ab, something could really happen.
Yeah, there's a date that triggers 21 days, and, you know, 21 days is kind of big in Daniel's, the 17th of Tammuz, you know, the weeping of Tammuz and greater desolations. But on the night, you know, the 16th of July is also two other important dates. That was they did some sort of ceremony on the moon or something. That was the first lunar landing. And it was the first atomic testing above ground back, what was it, 1945. So we're in that window of lots of destruction.
Right. The 9th of Av, the 9th of Av is on July 16th. Tammuz will end. And 9 days before that. But Av follows Tammuz. That's coming up. I think Tammuz ends on the 4th.
It's 21 days prior to the 16th, so it's June 20-something.
16 from 9 is 6, so Tammuz ends July 6th. And the 9th of Av is on July 16th. If I had to pick a day, I mean, the code is warning us something could happen on that day. Like I said, if Iran tells Syria, move 1,000 of our missiles to Hezbollah, it's all over. That's all it would take, Jenny.
Why is the 9th of Av so destructive in the Israeli calendar?
Well, for one reason, is that it seems to be the day that Satan has always picked to wreak hell upon Israel. One reason is because the number 9 in Hebrew means life. So Satan wants to turn it to Israel into death. Why
okay.
August... Why August? The 9th of Av is usually July to August.
Uh-huh.
It's a different 9th of Av falls on a different day every year.
Right.
This year it's July 16th. But it's always been a day of doom for Israel. And the 9th of Av is, somebody said it's like our Friday the 13th. No, it's worse than Friday the 13th because Friday the 13th is just a day of superstitious fears and nonsense. The 9th of Av is historical destruction. The temple was destroyed twice. It was destroyed once on the 9th of Av, 586, by the Babylonians, and the temple was destroyed a second time, 9th of Av, 70 AD, by the Romans. It's just I don't know why Satan picks August, but August 9 has been a day of total destruction. I mean, the 9th of Av, and it's in that Bible code, right smack in the middle of this thing. So, if something triggers World War III on July 16th, which is how far away, Mark? That's only, 16, 27 days away?
Yeah, something like that.
Right, if something triggers World War III on that day, Jenny, the Antichrist will be here. He'll be here on September 5th, 2013, the Hebrew New Year of 5774.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how close we could be. We could see the start of the apocalypse in World War III in 27 days. And with that, with the time so close, you know, what are you doing with your walk with God? What nonsense are you getting yourself involved in? But that day is right smack in the middle of the code, Jenny, and that's there for a reason. That would mean, yeah, if that something happens on the 9th of Av, yes. The apocalypse and the Antichrist will be here, and the first rapture will all have happened before September 5th, 2013, the Hebrew New Year. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go away. We have a lot more to talk about here on Doomsday Talk Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Harry, here on Blog Talk. Our official site is satansrapture.com. We are talking doomsday. Let's see. Danny, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you, Pastor Harry.
And Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Somewhere. Anyway, Denny, 27 days till the 9th of Av, and that's right smack in the middle of this prophecy before September 5th, 2013, apocalypse.
That's interesting.
Yep. Anything could happen on that day. All Iran has to do is tell Syria a week before on that day, move 1,000 missiles in a convoy, move chemical weapons, move chemical weapons to Hezbollah, and it's World War III. And that's what Iran wants. Iran wants Israel fighting World War III. They want Israel fighting Syria. They want Israel fighting Hezbollah. And they want Israel fighting Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood. They want Israel so embroiled in a massive war. They want this militia group to charge the Golan Heights and occupy that. They want Israel so bogged down in war that they think they can't bomb them. And Israel can bomb Iran. You know, one thing Israel can do to Iran, if this happens, is hit them. They are planning they could hit Iran with an EMP weapon. That's when they detonate a nuclear weapon in the upper atmosphere, a small nuke above Iran. It would take out all their elect power grid and their communications.
Right.
It would destroy it, or they could hit it with missiles. What good is an underground nuclear facility when you have no power? So they could literally do great destruction to Iran's infrastructure. They could bomb them back into the Stone Age. And that's what they have planned to do. But, I mean, we could see the start of World War III in 26 days. And what are you doing with your walk of God today? What ridiculous things are you arguing about or getting yourself involved in? Or are you truly following Jesus for real in spirit and truth? I mean, that's the real question to ask yourself. You know, what are you doing with your life today? Who are you following? What are you doing? Glad you're here to listen to the show, but this show is only an hour show, and what are you going to do for the next 23 hours? In fact, you won't see us again, God willing, until next Tuesday. You know, so we say, if you're not walking with Jesus, you're running with the devil. That's why I play that song. And that's the truth. If you're not walking with Jesus in spirit and truth, you're running with the devil. You're doing the devil's will. You could say, well, I'm not doing anything. Well, that's the devil's will. Just sit and do nothing.
Right.
Because there's two kinds of sins. One kind is when you do something wrong and God says stop and you refuse. That's called transgression. That's rebellion. The other kind of sin is where God says do something and you just do nothing. Go help the homeless person. You refuse. It's like I like that story of there's a Christian in Mexico. He doesn't have the internet. He can barely read. Never heard this show, but he knows the Trinity's false. He believes Jesus is the Son of God. He knows this lie of once saved, always saved is false. He knows a Catholic priest waving his magic wand over your head doesn't take away your sin. He knows
right.
He has to follow Jesus to heaven, as Jesus said. He knows where Jesus said, why call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? But only those who do what I say enter heaven. And he's following Jesus. He's trusting God by following him. And then he stands there every day and up the street, one end of the street, there's a beautiful prostitute waving the men in. Down the other end of the street, there's a blind beggar with a cup begging for anything, for food, anything. And every day he has a choice. And he can go help the hooker. I mean, he can go have some fun with the hooker, sin with the hooker, or he can go help the blind beggar. Now, some people might say they'll go do both, think they're going to balance the scales out and fake out God, you
right.
know. God doesn't work. God don't fly that way. He don't roll that way. God doesn't work that way. And that Mexican, walks up to the hooker, she waves, says, I don't want to be with you. I have a wife. That's wrong. Repent. And he goes down and helps that beggar every day get food. He's going to get raptured.
That's right.
And we all have choices to make like that, and you have to make them for yourself. I can't make these choices for you. I can only tell you what a right choice would be. What's that, Danny?
Catholics will tell you that you need works to get to heaven, and the Bible will tell you just the opposite. You don't need any works to get to heaven, which is true.
They're all wrong.
What's
They're all
the
wrong
then?
In a sense. The truth lies in the middle. You see, the great truth of salvation that Martin Luther, the mad butcher of Bavaria, you know, Martin Luther and the Protestants could never understand what I'm going to tell you now. Forgiveness and forgiveness and worthiness are two separate things. Forgiveness is what Jesus earned on the cross. You cannot earn forgiveness by anything you do. It's a gift. But once you receive forgiveness for the sins you've done, then you're called to a new life with God, doing the works of God. So salvation is really grace plus works completes your salvation. And the proof of that is, don't believe me, believe Jesus. Because in the book of Revelation, here is what Jesus said to one church. He said, I have not found your works perfect before God. Not before him, before God. He said, repent, or I will cast you into the great tribulation and kill your children with death. To the person spamming our chat room with other people's sites, I warned you before. Now we're going to mute you. You do it again, I'll kick you out. It's the epitome of rudeness to me to come in a room and spam a room with other people's links, other people's shows, other people's sites. You should come in here and learn, see what you can learn. But the proud learn nothing. They got a head full of lies that they love, and they just go out pushing it down people's throats. But salvation, Danny, if you want a simple mathematic formula, it's grace or forgiveness plus works equals a salvation completed. See, Jesus himself said to that church, I have not found your works perfect before God. Well, that shatters the Trinity doctrine, and it shatters the lie that works mean nothing. You could run off saying works mean nothing, but Jesus says, I have not found your works perfect before God. Repent, or I will cast you into great tribulation. He said to another church that got lazy and fell asleep, Church of Sardis, he said to them, repent and do the first works I gave to you, or I will erase your name from the book of life. So I would say the works are pretty important, wouldn't you, Mark?
Yeah, well, James said faith without works is dead. In fact, there was a good YouTube video out that kind of reminds us what we should be doing in these last days. Warn everybody. In fact, God said if you fail to warn everybody that you see, he may pull your lampstand. I mean, we got to warn people of the coming judgment.
Right, we should warn people, especially if God's leading you to talk to and warn somebody. You know, but if you refuse, that's rebellion. Obama visited the altar of Zeus in Berlin. It don't matter if he visited it. It doesn't matter if he sacrificed the pussycat on it. It doesn't matter if he laid on it and smoked dope. Who cares what Obama does? Obama's not the Antichrist. He's a puppet of the Illuminati who they're using to force Israel to go to war with Iran and trigger World War III. And once the war is triggered, Obama will be no more. For the same Luciferic elite that put him in power will remove him from power and make Hillary Clinton the governor of America when the Antichrist comes. See, that's another trick of the devil. Focus on Obama. Focus on the little pawn instead of a great king that's coming. It's like a chess game. A loser would focus on the black or white pawn. The winner follows on the king. The king of terror, the Antichrist, that's who you focus on. Obama's just a flash in a pan. He's a puppet to trigger World War III, and bye-bye Obama, no more Obama. See?
Yeah.
Well, the president used to smoke dope. According to Obama, he did every drug made unto mankind. Is he smoking drugs? Is he doing dope again? Who knows? His records are hidden. His medical records are hidden. It wouldn't make any difference. Doesn't matter what Obama's doing in the privacy of the White House. It matters what he does in policy, and that's force Israel to war. And that's what he's put in power for, to trigger World War III, and it's bye-bye Barack. The Illuminati don't need him anymore. The blonde-haired, blue-eyed, satanic Nazis that run this world don't need him. No, it's not rumors that Obama was a drug addict. He said it himself in his book. You refuse to even read what your boy says. You know, what your puppet says. Why don't you know? People won't even believe what Obama says in his own writings. Isn't that pathetic?
Yeah.
Obama says he did drugs. Obama never does drugs. Obama said in his own writing, if politics turn ugly in America, he has to side with the Muslims. They say rumors, false. It's his own words. These people don't want to believe what Jesus said. They don't want to believe what Obama said. It's pathetic. I guess they believe whatever pops into their own little minds.
Right.
Really sad. But, I mean, hey, Obama said, I'm not saying he still does drugs, but he's definitely a puppet of the Illuminati, and he's forcing Israel to war.
Right.
You know, Israel says we have to stop Iran before September, or it's the apocalypse. And Obama yawns and says, we got a year or two. Don't worry about it. See, because Obama's not the target of Iran's first nuclear warhead. Israel is. You know something, Mark and Danny and our listeners? You know, to those that say the world's going to go on and on and on, then you're saying that Israel is going to commit national suicide, that Israel decided to just lay there and wait to be vaporized. That's not what Netanyahu said at Auschwitz Memorial, is it?
Nope.
Nope. He said he is going to stop an Iranian Holocaust. He will never allow another Holocaust against Israel. Yeah, Obama's going to take $100 million trip to his homeland, Africa, Kenya, and nothing America could do. Yeah, Obama was going to go on a safari, and they were going to get Navy SEAL snipers to blow away any lion or leopard that came within 1,000 yards of his caravan, and they knew that would cause such an outrage that they canceled his safari. That's what they did. Safari canceled, trip on. You know, but I think Obama will be back before the 9th of Av, won't he?
I think he'll want to get as far away from Israel as possible.
Well, I think he wants to get as far away from the United States as possible.
Yeah, that's true, too, yeah.
In case Russia decides to hit us with something. Now this person's been unmuted. You put an ad for another show in here, now we're going to kick you out. Mr. Ed Yamia, whoever you are. You know, this isn't, you know, that's very disrespectful to invade a person's room and instead of participating, go promoting your other sites. Here, he does it again. Want to do it again? Go on, push it one more time and watch what happens.
You know, it's the same guy.
Yeah, I know it's the same guy. He just comes in a room, spams a room. Okay, here you go. You want to be kicked out. Now you can go cry how you're being persecuted. Go cry that you're being persecuted. Yeah, you're gone. Boot, there you go. You're out. There you go, dude. See you later. Like they always say, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. Here's a person headed straight to the tribulation, and he's too proud to admit it. Well, all he does is come in and cause trouble instead of listening. Well, the Bible says, kick out the scoffer and you'll have peace, and it is true. Anyway, what were your smart, Danny or Mark? We have about 30 seconds left before we take a quick break, but do you have a question?
No, not really. But did you hear that two guys were arrested from that were trying to? They built a death ray to kill Obama. It was a radiation machine for X-rays, and they were going to remote control. They called it a Hiroshima device with a light switch, and they were out of New York in response to the Boston Marathon. I thought that was pretty funny.
An X-ray device. Maybe they just wanted to see if Obama had a brain, you know, X-ray his head, see if there's a brain in there. Well, Barb, that person may disrupt other rooms, but he's not going to disrupt our room. Okay, X-ray machines aside, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go away. We'll be right back here on Doomsday Talk Radio. And as I said before, if you're not walking with Jesus in spirit and truth, you're running with the devil, and we'll be right back. to Doomsday Talk Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Harry, here on Block Talk. Our official band site is satansrapture.com. You with me there, Jenny?
I'm here, Pastor Harry.
And Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm still.
Yeah, I'm going to follow up this little segment on this false trinity, Jesus is the Son of God theme, because it's so important. I'll make a statement to you now, see what you think of this. But if you believe in the Trinity, this lie of Jesus is God, you know, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, three is one, you have a religion. But if you believe Jesus is truly the Son of God, you've taken your first step in the spirituality and attaining heaven. You know, one of you know, as I said before, there's a few passages in the Bible. You know, one is John 1:1, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And that's one of the main verses people use to declare Jesus as God. But when you read a lot of things Jesus said, you realize he's the Son of God, like that he was born. Another statement Jesus said that he said, Jenny, he said, all things that he knows, he was shown by the Father, taught by the Father. Now, if Jesus is God, wouldn't he have all knowledge in himself?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see God the Father saying, who taught him everything? God had all knowledge within himself, but Jesus didn't. He said, all things I know were shown to me by the Father.
Right.
You see, so that's just more proof. But see, what happened was, when the translators of the King James Bible, 1600, when they were faced with some choices as to what to translate the Greek or Hebrew into, these men believed in the false Trinity. So they translated things according to the Trinity. You see, so when it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Theos, God, and the Word was Theos, they said, well, we'll make it God because we believe Trinity. It should have said, and the Word is divine, or deity, or even a God, but not God, because there is only one God that has no origin, no beginning or end, and that's the Father. And that's right, and Jesus said he's the firstborn of creation, the true witness of God. The true witness of God. Before creation, God brought his son into existence. He cloned his son from himself, the divine clone. He begot a son. And then Jesus is the witness of creation. When God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, he was talking to Jesus, because Jesus is his mirror image. And that's who he was talking to. But Jesus said he has a birth. And to deny that is to deny who Jesus is, and is to be in rebellion against God, and is to go into the tribulation. I don't know why the churches can't accept the truth of Jesus' own words that he was born, Jenny. You know, how many Baptists have you heard quote John 3:16, Jenny?
Oh, yeah, that's their ultimate verse.
Right, but Jesus himself spoke those words, and he said, for God so loved the world, God, that he gave his only begotten Son. Begotten means brought into existence. Jesus is the beginning of creation. But he has a birth. Jesus is not God. He is the Son of God. To say Jesus is God with no beginning or end is to destroy the Scripture. Because the Scripture says, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God. There is only one being with no origin, no beginning, and no end. And that's the Father. Who created God? No one. That's the mystery of God. Who created his Son? Jesus. God always existed. Jesus didn't. And that's the difference, and that's the ridiculousness of the Trinity. Jesus said he was born. He's the true witness, the firstborn of creation. Yet the churches say, no, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. God, God. And then they went on to use that as the litmus test in the Middle Ages to destroy the true followers of God, Jenny, the true Christians. Because
yeah.
If they heard somebody saying something they didn't like, they'd drag them before a council. And some demonic-looking priest would point a finger and say, is Jesus God? And the true Christian would say, Jesus is the Son of God. And they yell, blasphemy, heresy of the devil. And they would burn him at the stake. You know, where does Jesus say to burn people on stakes that don't follow the truth?
Right.
Where's he say to torture them in the confession and then hang them or burn them alive on a stake? But that was the litmus test, and it still is. Is Jesus God? If you say no, he's the Son of God. He was born of the Father. They say blasphemy, heresy, and of the devil. And then they go their demonic, wicked way. That's why even John wrote in his letters, everyone that believes Jesus is the Son of God is born of God. You know, that's what John wrote in his letter, Jenny.
Oh, really?
Yep. If you read the letters of John that walked and talked with Jesus for 3.5 years, he wrote, everyone that believes Jesus is the Son of God is born of God. The Son of God. Only the church, you know, but only the churches in their ignorance and their blindness accepted the false Trinity. So as I said before, if you follow the Trinity, you have a religion. You have no power of God in your life. Nothing to overcome your fear. Nothing to overcome lust. Nothing to overcome pornography. Nothing to overcome hatred. You're a slave to sin and a slave to your lie. But if you believe Jesus is truly the Son of God, then you have taken your first step in the true spirituality, your first step into attaining heaven. Shining light, stop spamming the room, okay? Jesus is the Son of God. Who invented religion? Well, the devil invented religion. He loves religion. Because through religion, religions keep you from the truth. Churches come keep you from the truth of God. That's right. Again, these people are like broken records. They can't learn. I've never seen people that can't learn. Once again, before creation, God begot a son. And then Jesus is the true witness of God. He witnessed creation. And then one day later, God turned to his son and said, let us make man in our image, in our own likeness, because God created Jesus in the likeness of himself. Isn't that what Jesus said? Paul even wrote, Jesus is the mirror image of God. Jesus said to the disciples, they said, show us the Father. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because their nature is the same. You see, but once again, ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Jesus is the Son of God. Are you there, Mark? Hello, Mark. Are you there? Where's Mark? What happened to Mark? We lost Mark. Bringing Mark back. Mark, are you there? We're resurrecting Mark. Mark was resurrected. There you go, Mark. But I mean,
yeah,
I changed my name
to Lazarus.
Right. And then there was a time in the Bible when Jesus gathered disciples, Matthew 16, and he gathered them together and said, who am I? And one said, you're a prophet. And one said, you could be Elijah or you could be Jeremiah. And again, Peter suddenly says, listen closely to what Peter said. He said, you art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He didn't say you're God. He didn't say you're one-third of the everlasting Roman Trinity, did he, Jenny?
Nope.
He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed are you, Peter, for you were shown this by my Father himself. And he said, and upon this rock I will build my church, and even the gates of hell will not prevail against it. There you go. If you believe Jesus is the Son of God, the true Son of God, born of the Father, you're part of his true spiritual church, and you have the power of God. If you believe in the Roman Trinity of 325 A.D., you have nothing to do with Jesus. You're not part of his church. You're out there in darkness following a religion with no power of nothing. You don't have the power over the gates of hell. Hell has the power over you. And that's how it is. And even people, like I said, a Mexican peasant, Jenny, that never can't even read, heard some things from the gospel, doesn't have the internet. He doesn't know he may not fully understand Son of God, but he knows the Trinity's a lie because he knows there's one God with no origin, and that's the Father.
Right.
You don't always know the full truth, but we know the Trinity is a lie from hell. And those that follow it, you're going right into the tribulation. You're rebelling against the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Son of a living God, the Son of God. You know, real quick, I'm going to take every day, the third part of this show, we're going to do this little series. And, you know, I really encourage people, buy my book, Jesus, the Son of God, Clone of God. I only make $1 from it. You don't have to get all excited. But buy the book and read it. And you'll really take about 4 hours of your life, get away from the internet, shut off the screen, read a real book, and you'll see Jesus is truly the Son of God, and you'll take your first step in the true spirituality and becoming worthy of heaven. Because you can't mix lies with truth. I'm saying Jesus is the divine clone of God. Yes. And as the clone of God, God made Jesus into a man. And Jesus never sinned. Not a clone, a divine clone. A clone is a copy, a carbon copy. Jesus is the divine carbon copy of God, if you don't like the word clone. He's the Son of God. But a clone is a modern-day word that we can help us understand who Jesus is. A divine clone, the carbon copy of God, the Son of God, was made man and died for our sins. So that's why Jesus said on the cross, Father, why have you forsaken me? He cried out. He didn't say, Father, why have you forsaken me? That's the wrong translation. He cried out, my God, why hast you forsaken me? My God, he called him, his God. He called him his God in Revelation. He said to Mary, don't touch me, for I must ascend to my God and your God. But see, the churches just want to believe a Trinity. And you know what? You want to believe that lie? Go ahead. Because you know deep in your heart, you have no power in your life to overcome anything. You know you don't have the power over fear. You know you're a slave to fear. Fear and your sins and your lust control your life. You have no power over nothing. But you want to believe that lie? Go ahead. I'd rather believe the truth than be set free. How about you, Jenny?
Yeah, exactly, Pastor Harry.
Right. No, not a clone like Dolly the sheep. A divine clone. The carbon copy of his father, the Son of God. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go back. We'll be right here very soon. Doomsday Talk Radio. Satan'sRapture.com. You with us there, Denny?
Yeah, I'm with you, Pastor Harry.
Hey, Mark, you there? Okay, stop spam. Here's your last warning. Stop spamming the room with your verses. Last warning. Okay, stop spamming the room with your verses. Okay, it gets ridiculous. Okay, back to what I was saying. Gotta have a little control here, right, guys?
Yeah.
This is the Church of Philadelphia Internet. It is an electronic church. If you kept interrupting in a regular church, I let Denny escort you out. Now, I don't want to kick you out, so just listen. Stop spamming the room. You put the verse in there once. More than once is spam. That's a violation of Black Dog Radio. Anyhow, you know, that's an interesting song kids listen to. It talks about a kill switch in your brain. Tells children one day you're going to flip the switch and wipe out your parents. What do you think of that?
Sounds about right. That sounds about right. The Bible does say that your family and brothers and sisters will turn against you during the tribulation.
Yes, they will. You know, Kanye West, he's a rapper, singer, whatever. He just came out with his newest, darkest album. He shows these people are believing the religion of Satan already. His song is called Yeezus, and he's mocking Jesus. And there's an iconic picture of Jesus from the Middle Ages. There's that big, you know, that like halo behind him. And he has that replaced with his own image. And he has a song that says, I am a God. And then he has other songs about having sex with women and hurting women and hates women. He probably has found his God-given bisexuality. And but one of the interesting things is in his song, I am a God, that's what the Antichrist will teach the world when he comes. That is Satan's greatest lie, that you are a God. And he's going to tell the whole world that you are a God. You can become God. Satan's going to teach you how. And that's the exact lie that the devil used in the Garden of Eden. He said, Dave, God said, if I eat the fruit, we'll die. And he said, you shall not die, you shall be as God. You'll be wise as God. And see, Kanye West is among a lot of these black liberation followers that they believe they're gods. He believes he's a god. And I guess, what does it take to be a god in the satanic religion? You accept your God-given bisexuality. You have sex with anything you want that pops in your mind, and you kill Christians. That's a god in the eyes of the devil. Well, so that's how the world's going to become a god, Danny. They're going to have sex
right.
with anything that moves, breathes, or don't breathe, and kill Christians. And that will be, But look at Kanye West. He's a god now. Says he's a god. His new song and mocking Jesus. Hey, Kanye West, if you're listening, if you think you're equal to Jesus, I'd like to see you go to his cross. I'd like to see Kanye West go to the cross. What do you think, Mark?
I don't know, was it him or Jay-Z or one of them that said on their album, it's like, I'm not a human, and flies landing on his face?
Well, they all believe the same garbage. Jay-Z, Beyonce, Kanye West, Will.i.am, probably Obama. They're like these new age black rappers that believe they're God. See, they're introduced to the satanic religion of the Illuminati, and they accept it. They love it. Except they don't realize that after the Antichrist gets rid of all the white people that don't worship the devil, he's going to get rid of all the black people, and then all the Hispanics, and then all everyone. So the goal of the Illuminati is to have about 900 million people on the planet, all blonde-haired, blue-eyed Aryans that worship the devil. No one else need apply. See, that's the plan of the devil. So first they'll use the world to kill the Christians. And then the Jews. And then he'll turn one race on the other race. He'll get all the races to wipe out the blacks. See, when the Antichrist comes, he's going to teach, if you accept Satan as your savior, you're Aryan enough. See, you got enough Aryan in you, enough Aryan genes of the gods to be part of a new age. And you can kill Christians. But once the Christians are gone, suddenly they decide, well, the blacks aren't. So then it'll turn all the races on the blacks. And
you think it'll go that far?
No, it's never going to go that far because the Antichrist, I'm saying the plan of the Illuminati would be after you annihilate every Christian and Jew on the planet Earth, then you turn one race on the other. You wipe out the black race. Then you use the other races to wipe out the Indian races. And then you use those. Then you use the Hispanic and Chinese races to wipe out them. Then you use the other races to wipe out the Hispanics. So all you have left is the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Germanic Aryans that worship the devil. No, it's never going to get that far because the Bible says the Antichrist will only... Hey, you know what? Stop spamming our room, dude. Again, you come in our room instead of listening, and all you do is promote yourself. So there, we're going to put you on mute. I'm not going to tolerate this. Come in there and they talk about themselves and all this. Go do that in a chat room. You don't come in and spam up our room with the biggest font you can get. You don't do this. You wouldn't do this in a church. I don't allow this here. What do you think? Think that's right, Mark?
No, that's not right. But if it's the same clown, he does it everywhere. That's what his job is, to distract everybody. Like you called
him
the other day, the accuser.
Right. He may do it everywhere, but I'll tell you, one place he ain't going to do it, and that's here. We don't care what you do. This is our show in our room. You go talk in your own room about what you do. It's not an open chat room. It's a chat room for people to question and comments about our show. That's why we have it. It's not your private little party room. So grow up. Anyway, back to it. But that's their plan, Denny. But the Bible says the Antichrist will only have total power for 1,260 days. So he doesn't even get to wipe out every Christian. It's all God gives him is 1,260 days, 3.5 years, 40 and 2 months. And on day 1,260, the trumpet will sound. The dead in Christ will rise first. Those that are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and then judgment will come. The Antichrist will only be given 1,260 days, the exact amount of days Jesus had with his ministry. Not a day more. What do you think of that?
Well, I think people will be happy it's only 1,200 some days.
Well, 95% of Christians, people that repent for real during the tribulation, to become a true Christian, 95% of them are going to be slaughtered and beheaded for their faith. There'll be very few Christians that are caught up to be with them.
Right.
Very few. Very, very few. 95%, you'll lose your head for Jesus. And everything else you have, including your virginity. You know, but horrors are coming to the world. The son of the devil, the Antichrist, is going to soon come and rule planet Earth. Satan's own son is going to rule planet Earth. And every soldier and every army and every policeman and all the military on the face of the planet is going to swear their allegiance to him. And at least 92% of planet Earth is going to follow him. And if you decide to wait to repent and follow Jesus, then that's the world you're going to be trapped in. How'd you like to be trapped in that world, Mark?
No, I want to go in the first one.
Yeah, that's right. You should want to be taken in the first of two raptures. And I said before, what could possibly keep you? I can't see what could keep you from following Jesus today. Well, we know one thing that'll keep you is fear. The devil will paralyze you with fear. And as long as you believe in the Trinity, you're paralyzed. Can't move.
Yep.
But if you accept Jesus as the Son of God, he'll give you the power over your fear. You can actually overcome your fear. And then you'll see how real Jesus is. You can overcome all your sins with Jesus. What did I say? 95% of men in the world with internet are addicted to pornography.
Yep.
The other 5% are liars. Only through God can you overcome the greed, lust, fear, hatred. Only, and you can't do that unless you accept Jesus as the Son of God. That's right. Money, sex, fame, pride, all those things keep people from following Jesus. But when all else fails, if the devil can't get you with money, if he can't get you with sex and fame and pride, his most powerful weapon is fear. Fear put Jesus to his knees. Through fear, he collapsed Jesus.
Right.
Showed Jesus what they were going to do, and Jesus was collapsed. But then he regained himself, and he overcame his fear. And he said, Father, is there any way this cup can pass? Nonetheless, thy will be done. And his father said, no, you must go to the cross. And Jesus stood up, and to the cross he went. There you go. We have to overcome fear, too.
Right.
If you don't overcome fear before the first rapture, God's merciful. He'll give you a second chance to overcome fear during the tribulation. Because if you can't overcome fear, you know what it means, Denny? It means you have no true faith.
That's
you
true.
Have no faith in the truth. Your faith's in lies, in religion, in trinities, and other lies. It ain't going to help you. That's why I tell people, you want the Trinity, have your Trinity. You'll have it for a little while more, and that'll be shattered. That lie will be shattered. Because during the tribulation, you'll have two choices, to follow Jesus as the Son of God or accept the Antichrist as the son of as Lucifer. Lucifer is the god of planet Earth, the oversoul of humanity. He's the one that's helping Kanye West and Jay-Z and Beyonce and Will.i.am become a god.
Do you still think, like in your book, the Antichrist revealed that the Antichrist has the spirit of Cain in him?
Oh, I'm sure he does. Sure, he has the spirit of Cain. The world's first serial killer, the first murderer. Same was a psychopath. He was. That's why God banished them. Banished them from the Garden of Eden and put a mark on them so to protect them, because he knows he probably was the offspring of Satan and Eve, and God knew he's so psychotic he's not that much responsible for what he does.
Right.
I do believe it's the spirit of Cain. Cain was the world's first murderer, and the Antichrist will be the world's last murderer. He's going to lead the worst slaughter in human history. He's going to kill at least 200, maybe 300 million people. Worse than Hitler, worse than Stalin, worse than Caligula, worse than Nero, worse than all of them. Because he's this actual son of a devil. And in all probability, before September 5th, 2014, he will be here on the world scene as the world Messiah, as the extraterrestrial savior of mankind. And if you're not following Jesus for real, you'll see him on your big screen TV. His long black hair, his bright blue eyes, smiling right at you. He'll talk about brotherhood and peace, but in his heart he's the beast, and he don't even know or care what love and compassion is. He knows it just sounds good. See? Anyway, I hope this show has helped you today. This is the final countdown. And I hope you truly follow Jesus. But, you know, if you're following religion and trinities and all these lies out there and the liars in the pulpit and the clowns on TV, well, when the first rapture happens, God's going to let it be. You'll be left behind. So I hope you follow Jesus for real. God bless. Good night. And take care. Try again.